Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chummy, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's that time of the evening that we discuss business, economics, and everything that is affect our bread and butter. It's 6 minutes past the hour of 1800 hours. And this is a platform. This is a platform that we discuss how can we bring bread and butter home. How can we extend the conversation beyond, the classroom, extend the conversation beyond the boardroom, and also understand the situation on the ground, and also to align the activities, the events with national developmental priorities, to say if we have this game plan, are the activities and events that we are doing also part of our bigger picture plan that we have put out there. We look at the numbers, we look at the policies, and we also look at the intention to say, are we in line with our intention, or we are not doing what we are saying. And just before we go to the content for today, and also looking around in the Middle East, it's intensifying. And, there are a lot of speculation. There is a lot of information verified and unverified. But we'll touch that later. Now, we start with what is happening at home, especially when we understand that the Brave Gladiators, they touched down from South Africa with, our trophy. They've touched down in Siyakutako International Airport. And they are singing Namibia Unomatha. Say Namibia, Unomatha, Namibia, you are strong. And that at this point in time is what should unite us. The same way Boma and Masiringi unite us at one point. And it's also a call for action, especially when the actions of these young ladies, plus also the veteran of the struggle in terms of football, Coleman, it's a call for action. Also to make sure that we need those institutions, we need those support facilities finished now. We need those who are charged with the responsibilities to build them, work based on that plan. And we also need to make sure that the young people, particularly the ladies, should be inspired and to follow the footstep of the Brave Gladiators, to say we have showed them how what we can do, regardless of us not having strong facilities. And also, maybe next time when we are going to defend that trophy, it should be defended here at home. And it's quite a very important development. We see the respect of senior government officials, which is quite interesting. We should not only unite in victory, but we should also unite, when we are fighting the economic for economic emancipation, and to say the plan, the projects should be able also to speak on the downtrodden, to speak on those who are at the edge of economic development, and also to give everybody equal attention, particularly assisting somebody, paying attention to somebody who does not have a title, or somebody who does not have a name, because that is the only way if you attach quality and value to an individual, not to a title, then there is no way that we'll be able to move forward. There is no way that we'll be able to move forward. There is a lot of things that we need to do. But the question that we should continue asking is only that, are we doing what we are saying? Where are we lacking? And today, we'll be speaking on the informal economy, and also to look at what is the treatment of people who are operating in the informal economy, and not necessarily to say advocating for ungovernableness, but just to indicate, to say, how do we give equal attention? How long does it take for a government, a municipal authority, a constituency councillor to respond to an ordinary person who is crying, because sometimes we think we are okay, but there are issues that we should have handled very well, and also to say this is what we can do, unlike putting somebody in the sun to burn there, and when that person dies or something happen, then you say that person is a hero. But we'll be able to look into that, particularly looking at, I thought, the situation of vendors in City of Windhoek is solved. But one thing which came to my mind is, why do you have people in the CBD, circled by police tape, and they are not sitting and they are sleeping there? Do these people have a strong point to prove? Do they have a voice to speak for them? Do they have a strong point to prove? What assistance do they need? Why are they not evacuated if they are wrong? If they are not following laws, why are they not evacuated? And those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Do we have contradictory in terms of documents issues? And that is what we speak about policy coherence, to say if you are at a certain premises and you are wrong. Let me give an example to say I just come with my crate of beer and I'm operating in the center. Obviously, there will not be negotiation. They will come and pick me up and maybe charge me. But if there are people who are there, you give them a document, but instead of you enforcing the law, you put them in a tape. You really ask yourself, what's really happening? And there's a lot of things happening, and we'll be able to touch into that, particularly when you're going to listen to the voices. And also the actions too, to say if they are wrong, why are you not taking them? Why are you not charging them? If they are right, why are you taping them? Is there contradictory in terms of municipal laws? And I was looking at is it Kavet, one of the councillors at situation of Windhoek, intensifying in terms of a debate about that aspect. And my question is really to say, is the city ready to respond to that situation, particularly when you speak about a smart city, when you speak about a clean and smart city, and also a city that is based on people? Because a town and city state is the people. I'm not saying they should be there. I'm saying the law must be followed. But why are we contradicting each other? But our results are there showing out. So that and more, we'll be able to engage into that. But for now, let us look at what is happening in the continent of Africa, and also what is happening in the Middle East, especially the exchange of firepower. Seems like Iran still have a stock of rockets. I don't know who supply them. They are saying they've been ready for this, but let us look at the commercial break, then we can move forward.
Short on cash? Then get to a You Save for these super savings. 4 100 gram clover flavored dairy snacks, just $20 Namibian for two. That's 8 100 gram cups. 2 kilogram omaedic cultured milk, just $48.99 Namibian. 100 milliliter Colgate toothpaste, just $17.99 Namibian. 200 milliliter organic shampoo and conditioner, only $29.99 Namibian each. And Dry Naps premium disposable nappies, just $139.99 Namibian. Hurry up to your favorite You Save store.
Yeah, looking at the Middle East, it was stated that Dubai is shaken by Iranian strikes, and that is in retaliation for US and Israel attacks. Stated that Iranian missiles and drones have hit the United Arab Emirates, shaking Dubai image a safe tax-free haven for foreigners. That is the Associated Press. And Dubai has not been spared. It was stated that a person was killed at Abu Dhabi also airport. Seven others were injured. The defense minister say air defense had dealt with hundreds of missiles and drones over 2 days, a video showing fire near a luxurious hotel. An official praise their air defenses. They say they work hard to keep people safe, and that is the situation in the Middle East. And the new leadership of Iran is indicating that they are following the footsteps of Ayatollah Khamenei, and indicating that they have no time to negotiate with, a U.S. anymore. And it's a grave concern. It's a grave concern, especially in the Middle East. I was looking at international platform, particularly looking at what has been stated there, where you have a situation that is indicating that when it comes to the price of Europe price jump to 50% after output stopped. And, this is after some of the missiles, they hit some of the oil facilities and storage too, that are connected to Europe. And it seems like, the Iranians have also tried. And they are claiming that they have hit the office of the Prime Minister in Israel. There is a lot of development happening. But the fact of the matter is that this war has a lot of casualty. Maybe a lot of psychological, impact. And they are claiming of innocent girls, innocent women who become casualty. When you look at the figures, they are intensifying every day. And the question is that for how long is going to be like this, and when this situation going to calm down. And our Ministry of International Relations and Trade has also released a statement of calling for restraint, has released a statement and also calling for dialogue to say Namibia position is always very important also to have a position at the global platform. When something has happened, the world want to know. Who are you supporting? What are you saying about the situation? What is your foreign policy saying? That's why Namibia releasing a statement. You know, a lot of people, they say, no, don't condemn, don't do what. But it's quite very important for people to know and understand where you are standing in terms of your position, and what are you standing in terms of your values, and also indicating to say that statement of the escalating situation in the Middle East, indicating to say the government of Namibia reiterate its firm commitment to the principle of sovereign territorial integrity and the non-interference in international affairs of states that are enshrined in United Nations charters and the international law. In terms of the law, and if you can bring an ordinary professor of law from anywhere, or just a law graduate, will be able to tell you that the act of intervening into somebody's country is quite not lawful. And the question is now, it's also the test of international institutions to say, what are the international institutions saying? Are they just holding meeting, or do they have power over what is happening? And also to say, there is no just war. And through a lot of information, it's not only about that we have high firepower, it's also that who control the technology, that also who have control the psychology, the narrative, and also the flow of information. But what is certain is that countries are coming up with strategies, especially when it comes to the disruption in terms of trade, especially when it comes to the disruption in terms of oil trade, and also what need to be done particularly on that ground. And it's going to be a shift in terms of how things are being done, because this is not only an ordinary war. It's not the Russia and Ukraine war. This is Middle East on fire. And there is no fighting with an AK-47. People are using drones. People are using Tomahawk missiles and different weapons that we have never seen. But we have to see what will happen. And my question is always, where are these guys? Where are the top Iranian officials that are communicating? Because the communication is intact. They are being interviewed with the media online. And also to say, this world of technology, you think it's a movie, but people are dying. And the question has always been to say, why the world is on fire? what is happening at home, and what is that you need to do to make sure that your people continue to eat, to make sure that your people continue to survive while the world is settling itself, and also to not to be caught ending to another problem. Because with all what's happening in the world, 2025 has been filled with tariffs. Our inequality is still intact. 2025 has been, defined by tariffs and economic warfare. And we have always been referencing that. Then the question is that when we are referencing that, what are we doing about our people at home? Now there is war. And are we still continue to blame everything globally? Then we are not blaming ourselves, because beforehand there was colonialism. After that, we can speak about policies. Then when we become policymakers, we speak about global affairs. And remember, that of who was advocating for climate change and also adaptation, they are the one who are fueling the fire. They are the one who are fueling the fire. They are the one who are burning the fire. And know that when it comes to climate and also the impact of climate to ordinary, to the south and to the global south, then we'll still continue to pay that price. And it's a matter of, looking at what needs to be done, particularly in terms of solving the problems at home. Because whatever happening in the world, we still have to make sure that we eat. We still need to make sure that we go to work. We still need to make sure that we build our stadiums. And we also need to make sure that the plan is standing. That is NDP6. And what can we do about that moving forward? So let us look at the short commercial break. Then we look at the conversation for today, especially when we are going to look at the relationship between what we say in terms of policy position and also what we do. And also maybe also to look at what need to be done, particularly when responding to immediate situation that is not only giving us a bad image, but situation also that shows that even if somebody was burning, we are still discussing to say, are we going to use a fire extinguisher? Are we going to use water? Are we going to use another alternative? But some indication, some of the things need the fast response based on clear intervention. But really having ordinary, the downtrodden, and people who have been guaranteed to get something, it's really something that we need to look at, and also to find a better way, not just to have people out there, even if the foreigners, the visitors come and look at us. What is that we are doing? Why are we not able to solve smaller problems? Are we really thinking that we'll be able to deal with regional issues if we cannot deal with the local issues or constituency issues? Why do people need an activist for them to move? Why do people need some disruption or some, commotion or some legal, battle for them to move, instead of just understand and respond to the situation fast as possible? And looking into that, and also not to promote ungovernable, but there is always an amicable way of solving issues, especially that look at the downtrodden. If somebody is already poor, if somebody is already unemployed, if somebody already depend on depend on hand to mouth, and that person find that there is no option, just to stand there waiting for the response, what will happen to that person? Even if that person recover, to what extent? Because if a person is already 7 feet under, and you are taking the person again 15 feet under, even if that person recover, how is the disruption of the financial cycle? Because it's really something that we need to look at, because when it comes to that situation that we see, it does not require complication. It does not require a directive. It just requires people to come and sit and speak, so that solutions will be found. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can be able to move forward.
Lipura nenge no wapubwa eva tere uliko ni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo, iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%. Is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM to...
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
About those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David,
Okay, Jamil, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Sirius, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours. Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM. Business Economic Segment is about to play now.
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Business and Economic Segment. Especially when we are looking at how long does it take a city to respond to the downtrodden, to the need, to the needy. How long does it take for them to respond? And also to look at the aspect of policy coherence and also institutional coherence. To say, can you have two departments within a certain organization which are giving contradictory information? Can you really have that? Because if you want to get it, just ask yourself a question to say, maybe somebody made a mistake or a miscalculation in terms of how to deal with things. You have around 40 people selling in the CBD for 10 to 5 years. And after that, you realize to say, you communicate with them to say, okay, guys, I'm going to relocate you. And this is the agreement. Now, after that, then you can just come and say, no, you need to move. But the paper that you send is contradicting you. Then the question is that, how do we have people in a central business district surrounded by, red tape with their products, and they are not allowed to sell? Then the question is that now, if they are wrong, why are you keeping them there? If somebody is violating the law, why are you not just picking the person up? Because the person is violating the law. If they are right, why do you have to tape them? And this does not only show inconsistency, but it's also showing that there may be people who are still following policies. Either they are right, but contradictory. That is why today when I went to the CBD, because first I have to go to take an assessment and also go to Havana and look at how things are happening, and also to look at the hub of informal sector. And my question is that, what is the plan for these people? Because they made sure that before development, they become part of leverage, especially when it's coming to the intersection where you have all kinds of businesses. Now you have also those who have been in town to say, in terms of planning, do you only look at infrastructure, or do you also look at the disruption of the economic cycle of people? And that is the question. So I want you to listen to this and make your own conclusion. You may also ask questions and also look deep into details to say, if somebody is wrong, is violating the law, why are you not arresting a person? If somebody is right, why are you remitting some of the rights? And is that in line with the plan on informal sector? Is that also in line with what BLN have said, particularly when it's coming to formalization of informal economy? We are not saying they should be there, but there must be a plan. And you have to listen to these people. And my concern was also, when I went there 1 week ago, I found some of the guys now, because of the pressure of the protest, then you realize that some of these guys, they have left. Then my question is that now, if a young man who was struggling decided to leave, where did he go? Did he go and open another hustle? Or he went and do illegal things? Just my observation. Because he tried. Had he been helped, what would happen? But just listen to some of these, interviews, and you see. And you also see young kids are there, exposed. But when you look at our policies, when you look at ourselves during campaign, particularly within the city, these are things that we speak about. But are we really doing what we were elected for? If you look at what they do during campaign and how they are not able to solve this problem, people must, if they are wrong, they must be removed. If they are not wrong, they must be allowed. And if they must be removed, they must be removed where? And, you know, if there is a fight at home, you don't need to listen to people. Just look at the results out there. If there is a fight at home, just look at the results out there. Because these results are presenting themselves. And some of these people are the one who are holding the economy. And, they are the one who, have been there for quite a very long time. They did not cry to say we want jobs. They did not do that. But I'm not saying they are all right. But what I'm saying is that, why is it difficult to answer somebody who does not have a strong lawyer? Somebody who has to write a letter, write it with a pen to the CEO, to the mayor. And, it's not urgent. Are they going to starve and die? Or are they going to turn into something? But it's just a question to look into to say why it's very difficult to respond to the need, the basic needs. So, let us look at some of the conversations and also what they have to say. And I'll still check again to say, how can somebody sleep for 1 week in the CBD? And, it's really concerning, particularly where we want to get into, because what we say when we campaign is not what we say when we get into office. It's not even closer, because we have other priorities. But if this person was having a strong lawyer, this thing should have been solved already. Or if there was a certain level of activism, that thing should have been solved already. But sometimes we just need to use our common sense to say, guys, this department, let's come and sit and talk. What is the better solutions? Why can't we come and speak to these people? And if they are violating the law, why the law is not taking its course when we are applying the law halfway? Because there are only two things. Either you are wrong or you are right. You can't be between. You cannot be neutral in a moving train. You are either in or out. If you are wrong, you move. And if you are right, then you follow the document. So let us look at this and see.
As we want to speak to women, not women to men. Ah, we are tired. We will write a letter to who? CEO. Is a man. Yeah. Then we will write a letter now to a mayor. Is a man again. He didn't reply. As we want to say women to women. Women are too much.
Okay, what other challenges are you faced with apart from sleeping in?
Hunger, but we are
sleeping here. There is no mattress. Yes, we don't have a mattress.
Okay.
And now we bring our stuff from our house to bring here to sleep. What they want? As we don't have a problem, we can bring our stuff.
Those are some of our parents and our cousins. They do not have a job. They were hustling, but maybe they must be located somewhere where they can continue doing business. Maybe their document must be also looked at to say did they get what they were promised? What is the reason behind? And how long does it take for somebody to reply to such an urgent situation? And let's look again and see.
Oh. So these are your beddings?
Yes, this is our blanket.
And this one is our mattress. Our blanket is here.
Okay, come. Let's go. Okay, now who am I talking to? What way? How long have you been selling here?
Now we are 5 years here. I'm 5 years old.
Oh, what do you sell?
I sell tomatoes, banana, onions.
just everything, like vegetables.
Nela,
are you with somebody? Do you have? Are you with another business partner?
Another business partner?
Yeah.
There's our friend selling pap.
Okay, whose kids are these?
Yeah, kids. This one is our kids.
He's also sleeping here.
Yeah.
What is his name? Oh, and this one?
Sango.
Oh, for how long have you been here?
2 weeks.
Oh. But what is the situation? What are you hoping to be achieved maybe in the next week or so?
Uh-huh.
What about the trading areas that they say they gave you?
They said they
will get us like a dog.
Not give
me
us any place to sell.
But what if somebody come and buy here? What's happened?
They are chasing them.
They are chasing our customers.
Who is that?
The city police.
Ah, this one.
The city police.
Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment, and we are not saying the informal sector must be unorganized. That is not what we are saying. What we are saying is that it's a test of policy coherence, and it's also the test of responding to time and responding timely. Because in Namibia, in most cases, when you have a certain problem, especially if you do not have a name, you don't have that power. Financial capacity, people are still sitting. They are still sitting until a person is no more. And also, the disruption of the financial situation of an individual, it may look like it's very small, but that is a disruption maybe to the whole constituency too, because money is linked and attached to people that are around you. So that is the conversation. Yes, good evening. Good evening.
David.
Yes, how are you?
How are you?
I'm well.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are things?
Fine. You can see now.
Yeah.
In the You have heard the cry.
Yeah.
So what do you think should be done there? Because there must be either a policy intervention needed.
Yeah, so, you know what in my view, what I think should be done, it's not only within the city, it must be everywhere. There must be policy coherence. Departments must talk, and people must look at contradicting policies, because you have somebody who said, stay here until I find a place for you. And you have somebody who is saying, go now. Now you put the people in a circle, and you are not able also to...
Why can't... Yeah. 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 There's no way they can be relocated because... Where they know custom, their clients are not there. You remember last time I told you about an example? You cannot relocate them somewhere very far. Their clients are not there.
But the thing is that there is a document now which they have on them.
Yeah.
There is a document, and maybe if you give a legal opinion to something like that, which is actually looks so simple, if you give a legal opinion, for example, that you gave somebody a document to say, until I do something to you, stay here.
No.
I'm saying if you give a legal opinion, you realize to say they are also right. That's why they are not chased. There is just a stopping of operation.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. You know that they are not wrong by being there and they are.
Yeah, they are not wrong because they are standing on a document.
You see, then why should they be harassed then?
No, I think it's just a matter of coherence and also not giving right attention to.
All those times they have not been coherence. Can't you not harmonize your your document or your policy and just leave the people alone.
Maybe
that's why they are even demanding that maybe the leadership of a woman, female leadership is even better. Because most of the time, the people who are harassing them, they are men.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
They have got their wife and their children at home.
No, you know, the thing is just treatment based on how a person look and the standard of a person. It could be a different approach if it was somebody. You understand what I mean?
You know already in the document that yes, informal economic sector is not well organized. It's not that it's not well organized by the people themselves. Mm, mm. This is the opinion of the people around there. But in fact, they are actually well organized. Mm. So the fact that it's not formalized does not mean they are not well organized.
Yeah.
So they are well organized.
So now the question
the attitude of the people is not conversant with the situation of the people.
The question is that what policy were they standing on in the past 10 years and what changed?
No, they have just been standing on the policy that yes, this is how trade should be done.
Mm,
except that yes, in the urban area or wherever where they demarcated their own issue, not the, themselves, the vendors, but the people themselves, they decided, no, people are not well organized.
Mm.
They cannot save here. They cannot do anything here. This is our own problem. It's not from them.
And are they a competition?
Yes, people are, one can say, maybe you see, I know very well that most of those shopping centers and all these things, they are afraid of the competition. I'm just assuming, how can you compete with this person? Of course, the one who is just standing in front of Walmart here selling these things, and you want to tell me that the majority of the people, the clients that are coming into your shop, you can compare with about 10 people? Or five people who are buying, they are thinking about tomatoes, like I think they are selling tomatoes and everything.
But you know, the question that you also need to ask yourself is that when you speak about, for example, when you speak about free trade and the choices of goods, why do a lot of people come and buy to them? Why do they go and buy to them?
Yes, that's why they are there. They are there to support one. Mm. Their price is manageable. I can tell you if you have got a $10, just a $10, and you have got children at home. Mm. So you can buy two tomatoes, one onion, and the other one within the $10.
Mm.
And you can still survive.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So buying one tomato, two tomatoes from Shoprite or whoever there.
Don't mention the people's names.
Ah, yeah, I can mention this name because I do struggle with these people here who are being harassed and humiliated there in front of Shoprite. Who gives the order? Is that order only coming from the municipal office? I don't know. If it's coming from the municipal office, and you are saying there's no policy coherence there.
Mm.
That means that issue needs to be attended to. I don't know whom the people met at the Department of Community Development there at the municipality. I don't know who are those ones. But all I'm saying is that why can't the people coexist in trading?
Yeah, I also want to ask also a question, especially related to politicians, especially the local authority politicians. Why do they behave differently when they get into the office? Why can't they come and speak to these people? Do they understand the background?
They really speak different language, or maybe what? I don't know. Because that one is hypocrisy. So whether they speak the same language or different language, it does not matter. What is important is to respond to the needs of the people.
Because the
different language is contradictory.
No, it's contradictory because when you are campaigning, you really come into to these people and speak to them. And in fact, when you look at the numbers, they are always defined by the downtrodden because they want different things. But when you leave and you get that post, then you start behaving differently because it's all about what you give. And it's also all about, standing on your words.
My brother,
yeah.
the governor of the Bank of Namibia State policy intervention and all these other things.
No, he's, yeah. He said there is no informal economy. Namibia is operating on one economy.
Exactly. There's no isolation. People must work in integrated kind of a system.
Mm.
Doesn't matter whether you have got these formal people or formal ones or whatever the case may be. What is necessary is to address the need, the anger that people are talking about, hunger. No anger.
Yeah.
Which one is which?
Yeah.
The one that is
a hungry person is an angry person. It's both.
So those things go together. But I just want to understand, is it the problem of dirtiness or cleanliness or whatever? Is it a competition which is so perfect in our own case here? Oh, what is it?
You know, are we not going to a free market?
It's a free market.
Are we not going to a free market economy? Because competition can also bring about creativity too.
What? Why not? So please, maybe they need to.
My question is always what I'm scared of is the repetition of what have happened, especially with. Particularly when you look at, let's look at, for example, at African Continental Free Trade Area.
Yes, I think we need to dig deep on that one, but at least those are women. Did you hear any men's voice there?
Yeah, I was there. I think men went to hustle. My question is that did they go to hustle on legal things or illegal things if they were doing that? There were those who were there the first time. Yeah.
You made the issue to become more illegal. Because that's what you want. You want to penalize them, you want to sideline them.
Therefore,
you want to come up with an excuse of illegal.
I don't think you are getting me correctly. I'm saying at the beginning there were men also, but now it's only women. I'm thinking men went to do alternative ways of surviving.
Sorry, I got you wrong. But yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
We went to do alternative work because those women, when they are there, they are also taking care of their children. So the men in the construction and you're cramping about, how do you think about the child that is there? Women are better because they can also talk to us. They can carry their children. A child can be, a baby can be sleeping here when she's seated. They are selling her tomato. After, at the end of the day, he carries her baby, goes back home. It's better than coming from the crane coop or whatever, carrying a child again and things like that, which is also not a... No, not too environmentally friendly.
All right, thank you.
What do they do?
All right, thank
welcome,
you.
David.
All right. Yeah, if we cannot compete, if we cannot speak to each other, what will happen? What will happen when Pinga Corporation will come through the doors of African continent to come and compete with us? If Nigerian friends, they come here and they do business, if the Tanzanian friends, they come and do business on a free trade area, how are we going to survive as a country? Because we must be able to understand the aspect of competition to say the free trade area that we are going to does not mean that you are only free to go and buy. It also means that you are free to go and knock down because competition will be also intensified. Then the question is also that we need to ask ourselves to say, if, for example, we cannot organize Havana Four-Way, if we are still finding it very difficult to move those traders, those vendors somewhere, which is actually the hub of informal economy. If you remove, do you know how much is being made? The prediction of how much is being made within Havana Four-Way in terms of money. It's not thousands, it's not 100,000. It's money. Because that is the hub of informal economy. If you go to Stop and Shop, a developmental economist can go to Stop and Shop and do your calculations and you'll be able to understand how much money is made in that business area. Then you'll also be able to look around and also see the structure of the open market, how people have outnumber the space and also what need to be done. Because if the situation continues to be like this, it's going to be difficult to control. It's going to be very, very difficult to control because people come where they'll be able also to compete and make a living because the situation on the ground is not conducive and everybody need to survive. Individuals need to eat. Once you disrupt somebody's economy, then you are out. And there are actually people who think, no, these guys are just disruption. They are defying the city. You must think beyond the obvious. Look at the numbers and look at how much these guys are contributing, even to payment of tax, how much they are contributing. Directly or indirectly, how many people they are assisting, because what needed is financial securation. That is what developed the country. But yeah, it's something that we need to look at. And let us also look at the aspect which need to be done, especially when it's coming to respect of domestic market, respecting of domestic economy, and all the important aspect of an individual, because an individual is just an individual. And you must have a strategy on assisting these people. So you can engage us at 083-288-4001 or 83-288-4001. We have a good 5 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Good, good.
It's Andrew.
Yeah.
How are things?
Good.
Hey, what is your advice? Are we in line?
No, not that much. When we are competing each other, depending on who is packaging more to get discount. If you are buying beers from Namibi Growery. Depending the one who have a truck is getting more,
yeah,
make more beer cheaper than the one that is getting
two crates.
So those are the problem that African free trade cannot work. That's why if you listen to
speak up a little bit, I'm not hearing you.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Now I can hear you.
Okay, if you look into. I forgot his name. Washandile. Well, yeah, he said, if you look at Namibia, for example, they're closing their border when they have enough potatoes. And now Zambia producing more that can be even at the facing wall, even enough for the whole southern.
I don't know what, are you speaking via the mic? Or, I mean, are you speaking with earphones or you are just far? Oh, okay, now I can hear you. Try again.
Okay. The issue here is that the African free trade cannot work because most of the products that we are selling is not from our manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's down from our masters. So you are getting this thing from China.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, for example, the second-hand tires that we are selling in India.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting from those boys from Southern Africa who are having their friends in Australia, Singapore, and Japan. So if you now you don't have a connection for those, maybe you are using GoDaddy, where you can find more markup on you end up not taking business. But those West African guys, they are wanting.
But are we ready? Are we making some movements, especially in the country, to reach that? Are we making some movement, especially to be ready with African Continental Free Trade Area, or is just a starter?
No, it's just a starter because they think it can work.
Yeah.
But if you look at it in Europe, for example.
Yeah.
It's still the same. That's why you see, in UK they were not wanting to be a part of the European Union because of that. Yeah, because we would end up taking advantage on each free trade while the thing was supposed to be having 200,000 or 300,000.
So they were protecting themselves. They were protecting themselves.
They are protecting themselves because they are a manufacturer country. But comparing with Belgium, who doesn't have anything to offer, so he can get wanted more because you're buying a Range Rover from UK for 1.4.
Yeah.
And the tax for that one is about 250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you are getting it for free. If you write it off, you're just paying 1.4.
Mr. Andrew, let's speak tomorrow. Let's speak on the other day. The time is gone.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that and more. We'll leave you in the good hands of Mtuma team. From me, David Shombe. Bye-bye for now. See you around. And the informal economy is the real economy. That is the word of our head of BON. To say Namibia will not operate two form of economy anymore. The informal economy is a real economy. But if the informal economy is a real economy, how can we strategize and rearrange those who want to be part of, the real economy? And also, how do we respect each other? Just by looking at the person, there are people who do not listen to you. It depends on what you are wearing, how you look. But when tomorrow you come, you are in a suit, they are saying good evening, say. But it's just the same person. But that time I was just wearing overalls, so I was just not putting more attention on my look. But if we have to look at the person based on a person, then Namibians will not be where we are. But let's see. Bye-bye. See you around.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge Father Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honoreta Time, Bari Heari, Nola Natu, Heari Bari No Heari, Ileko, Derewa, Nora Hetatu Natu, Bari O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, the Eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always...
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.